Jerry Downing joins us, former from Socialist Fight, who was expelled from the Labour Party. He's currently appealing that. Jerry, good afternoon. I guess you're not going to be allowed to vote in this leadership election, but you'd like to.
I'd like to, yes. I don't know that I won't be allowed to vote because I am a member of an affiliated trade union. That is Unite. So I have applied to vote there, but I don't know if they're going to block me there as well.
What procedure would there be to block you in that?
It's possible they will try and block me there as well.
Do you think there is an overt attempt by groups on the hard left to get entry into the Labour Party and become part of this sort of entryist movement, if such a thing exists?
Well, the SWP are definitely not trying to do that, and neither are the Socialist Party, and neither are the Communist Party of Britain, and those are the three by far the biggest far left groups.
How do you know that they're not?
Well, they've publicly said so. They say so. In fact, the Communist Party of Britain has said that they will expel any member who joins the Labour Party.
When you look at Jeremy Corbyn's rallies, and there was a big one in Liverpool last night, you look all around the audience and there are a myriad of these Socialist Workers' Party banners. Now, I don't imagine they're there because they're against Jeremy Corbyn.
Well, obviously they're supporting Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, it's obvious to everybody on the left that there's a huge swing to the left and in a whole section of the vanguard of the working class that have joined the Labour Party. There's a mighty push from below. And I would say it's not just in the Labour Party this push is, but it's also in the trade unions. And that's evident and the support that he's getting from trade union leaders who were quite lukewarm, in fact, at the time that he first stood for election.
Do you think anybody who's paid their £25 ought to be allowed to vote without all of this sifting through their records?
Well, I suppose there's a genuine case to be made that anybody who is a member of another party and who has stood against the Labour Party in the immediate past, I think there's a genuine case that they shouldn't be allowed to vote. But at the same time, I think that people who have been members of the Labour Party on and off for over 30 years, in my case, I think we should be allowed to vote. I've never stood against the Labour Party since way back in 79, I believe, 81, and in fact.
And have you tried to pay the £25 or not?
No, I wouldn't try to, as an expelled member. That would just be a silly thing to do. And I understand that they have blocked some, they have rejected some 40 to 50,000 of those members, and they're going to keep the £25 that they've paid. So,
you're an expelled member. You've launched an appeal. When's that going to be decided?
Well, you see, there's two kinds of expulsions way back from the epoch of Neil Kinnock and the militant. There's one that's called an auto-exclusion, which is quite a draconian thing that doesn't exist in any other labour movement organisation. That is, that you were expelled without a hearing or without the right of appeal. Now, I've been expelled like that. The members of the Socialist Appeal, which is another group in the Labour Party, five or six of their members have been expelled like that, and several hundred others. You can also be suspended, and you will get a hearing. But if they deem, if Ian McNichol, basically, and his supporters on the NEC, if they don't like your politics, to a very large extent, he will just arbitrarily take your democratic...
And have you had any support from the upper echelons of the party?
No, I haven't attempted to do that as yet. My feeling is that if the Chakrabarty report...
Okay, but just to be clear, you want to vote in this leadership election through your trade union, yeah?
I do. I, yeah. As an affiliate trade union, that's how I put it.
Jerry, thank you very much.